Bonjour, mes amis. C'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la tasse de café. La tasse de café pour un vendredi matin est sur l'air, sur les trois stations de KBPI. The Legend 107.3 FM, 1050 AM. Et sur KBPI FM, 92.5. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin. Et mon partenaire Charlie Manuel va être ici dans les prochains quelques secondes pour commencer à prendre vos téléphone calls. Le programme ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service tous les vendredis à 16h ici par notre sponsor Sooner Auto Salvage, Brown's Furniture Showplace, B&S Grocery, Bonne Nouvelle, Jerry's Furniture, Blake's Pharmacy, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Family Hair and Gifts, Catois Vintage Antiques and Flea Market, Eunice Manor, Ardouin's Salvage Store, Ardouin's Funeral Home, Chapman's Dirt Service, et Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui fait possible notre programme. Tous les vendredis, c'est le dernier programme de la vieille semaine. Le week-end est là, mes amis. Et n'oublie pas, tu peux écouter le programme sur notre station de radio, sur KVPI, The Legend 107.3 FM, 1050 AM, et sur 92.5. Et si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website à kvpionline.com ou classichits925.com. Les lignes de téléphone est ouvert et on a préinvité tous vos autres pour considérer pour charter avec nous autres. Donnez-nous un phone call à ce matin à 337-363-2124. 337-363-2124 pour charter avec Charlie et moi. Peut-être tu as un compte, une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, ou tu as des mémoires de l'échange qui prennent place dans votre vie des années passées. N'oublie pas, c'est votre programme. Ça, c'est quoi faire. Le programme est si intéressant tous les jours. Regardez donc, l'homme est là. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Ah, on est là, Mark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
C'est vendredi. Oh, je vais dire qui. Merci, mon Dieu.
Yes, sir. And we want to introduce a very special guest, a special visitor that came all the way from, I think, San Diego, California, to be with us.
Yeah.
Boy, that makes us feel important, doesn't it, Charlie?
And he's been eavesdropping on us, too, besides that. He knows what he's getting involved in.
Should I call? Is the proper, and I want to give him the proper, or is it Dr. Noah?
You can call me a doctor.
Dr. Noah Arsenault.
Yeah, you can call me a doctor.
Yes. Okay. I'll call you for lunch. You're
yeah. Noah Arsenault, notre visiteur avec nous en ce matin. Hello, Noah.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
And, Noah, I understand you have roots to South Louisiana, though.
That's right. My last name is Arsenault. My father's side of the family from Karen Crow in that area. My mom's a Richard from Rain, so sadly, I never lived in southern Louisiana, but yeah, I think I have deep, deep Cajun roots, yes.
You bleed Cajun, in other words.
Yes.
You may not be able to translate it in French, but you can relate to it.
Exactly, I can relate to it.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you, Noah, and we hope you enjoy your stay with us this morning, and you get an earful and an eyeful and whatever. We want you to enjoy yourself.
That's it. Et qui c'est notre mot du jour à ce matin, Charlie?
On a pas essayé de trouver le livre de Tester. The word of the day, last. L-A-S-T.
Dernier.
Dernier. Au fini.
Fini.
En bout.
En bout.
And ça dit at last. At last it's Friday.
Merci, bon Dieu, c'est vendredi.
Enfin, c'est la fin de la semaine.
Exactement.
Finalement, to the last. And I'm not too familiar with that one. As you said, au bout. Arrivé en bout.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, on est sur ça, le dernier, ou continuer. La passée, comme la semaine passée.
Uh-huh.
Ou hier soir, that was last night,
mm-hmm.
Okay, pour la dernière fois, the last time.
Oh, that was a famous song by Belton Richard.
Oh,
For the or is it Adam Hebert? One of those guys.
Well, c'est un bon chose. Ils ont usé la parole du jour.
Exactly.
Lasting, c'est quelque chose de durable. It'll last, something that'll last for a while. Ça fait. Je crois, moi, qu'on a été à la fin de toute l'affaire. On est arrivé en bout de notre conversation pour ce matin.
And going back to our special visitor, Charlie, he has been doing research on an interesting topic that really affects us all here in South Louisiana. NOAA has done a lot of research on French radio broadcasting. And NOAA, you started this, what, back in the... In what was it, the back in the 2000s or the 80s?
I did a little bit of research in 2008 when I was a brand new professor and just dropped the subject. I don't know why. Put it aside. And then about a year ago, I said, you know, I should do something. So I've been doing some serious research. KVPI, the show right here, I think is probably the top of the game in terms of French language radio broadcasting. But, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you this, Mark. A student in 1959 from LSU did a study of Cajun radio, went all over southern Louisiana, interviewing people, including, I guess, the guy who started this, Chris
Duplachin.
Yeah, yeah. And at the time in 1959, the refrain was, we do French for the old people. It's not going to exist in 2 or 3 years.
Oh. Wow.
In 1959, they were saying, they're like, we do it in the morning for the old people, maybe for the farmers, but it's not going to exist in 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
And then I think it's kind of amazing, you know, what is that, 60, 70 years later?
Uh-huh.
It's still going. It's still going, you know. I think people keep thinking that, oh, the Cajun culture is over, the French language is over. Keeps coming back. Right? It keeps on coming back.
Wow.
So I'm just proud of what you guys are doing, and I'm, you know, happy to be here.
Well, old Cajuns die hard. We don't give it up.
Yeah.
We're proud of our heritage, and we're proud to have people like yourself who are still trying to help us promote our Cajun French.
That's right. That's right. One of the reasons I did this research not only was to document everything that's going on, but to promote it to other academics that, like, hey, this thing still exists. You know, it's not a faint memory. It's like it's still going on, and we should celebrate it and support it.
You know, Noah, that was a saying, and this was said by the local people. We just heard our news in French at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were saying, and these old people would tell you, if you don't hear it on the 7:30 French news, it didn't happen. That's what these older people would say about our French news.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
If you don't hear it on French news at 7:30, it did not happen.
There's a lot of stations that play French music.
Yeah.
But, you know, announcing actually done in French is pretty uncommon, you know.
Ça parle en anglais. They do the French music and they do it they're speaking in English.
You know, you were talking about songs earlier, a moment ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't speak French, sadly. But I recognize some phrases.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one phrase that shows up in a lot of Cajun songs. Pour ton allez. Pour ton allez. You know, does that make...
That's when you're leaving to go.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Okay, because I hear that phrase all the time, and I'm like, okay.
Pour faire ta pour ton allez, pour aller chez vous.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go home? Why do you have to go home?
Okay, all right. And many years ago, I tried to teach myself some Cajun music, and I think I could muddle my way through Alonzo Lafayette on guitar. Mais pour Jean Zaytonon, on va t'appeler Madame Canaille Como. Is that right? Am I saying it right?
You're right.
Hey, Romayon, pour faire ta criminal.
Yeah. You're speaking more French than you want to let
on. You're pretty close, yeah.
Okay, all right. But I just learned it like phonetically. I just learned it phonetically.
Okay, well, that's good. But anyway, you're making an effort. You're making an effort to try to educate yourself.
That's right, that's right.
And at the same time, educate other people.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm glad that my French was understandable somehow.
Maybe some of your students in California are listening to you this morning.
I think I'll make it an assignment next semester.
Okay. Do they know that you're down here in South Louisiana?
Our classes start up August 23rd, and I most certainly will share this with my students.
Good.
I can make it an assignment. Learn some French.
And then call to toss the cafe.
That's it.
That sounds great. Extra credit.
Yeah.
Extra credit.
And then let's see who's interested in the promoting the French.
They'll have to get up extra early. What, in California, you guys were 3 hours earlier than us?
2 hours, yeah.
Two hours.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have to get up early.
Well,
that's a good lesson.
We're at 8 o'clock now. It would be 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is not too early.
Oh,
but
come
maybe
off.
For young people,
but
it is.
Maybe
Charlie.
For the younger people, the younger generation, it would be early.
I teach a class at 11 a.m. I got kids showing up in pajamas. 11 a.m.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Well, let's take a break here, and I need to do a commercial break for one of our sponsors on the program. We do have people sponsoring this.
Yes, sir.
They make it possible. So let me talk about one lady that is a super fantastic lady. She is a lady that is going to take care of business. Believe me, you call Miss Sandra Chapman at Chapman's Dirt Service, and believe me, she's right on top of it. She's not going to say, oh, well, we'll talk about that later. I don't have time. I'm too busy. No. She takes care of business. You order a load of dirt or gravel or limestone, whatever, right now. We're going to start loading it up. We're going to deliver it to you. Now, if you don't have the capacity to spread it yourself, tell Sandra. She'll send them in with the equipment. They'll do a fantastic job for you. So her number one aim is customer satisfaction. She also treats us on the toss very well with those little individual homemade cookies,
pies.
Little pies. And we want to say one thing. She is one super lady to do business with. Her phone number is 363-7861, 363-7681. And as we say, and as she says it all the time, you call, we haul.
All right, Charlie, we're going to take a break. On va écouter un autre message à stud pour les bon monde au Brown's Furniture Showplace qu'après courir un gros sale à stud.
It's the Lazy Boy Anniversary Sale on now at Brown's Furniture. Come celebrate over 90 years of comfort with recliners starting at $4.99, plus rocking recliners from $5.99. And for a limited time only, get genuine Lazy Boy leather recliners from $8.99. Only Lazy Boy delivers handcrafted quality, durability, and comfort. Pay no interest for 24 months. The Lazy Boy Anniversary Sale at Brown's Furniture.
All right, bien merci, boys. On est back sur l'air sur KVPI. C'est un gros vendredi. And we got our first phone call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, Kitty Paul.
Good morning, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I wanted to ask y'all a question. I heard y'all were going to be at Teats for their anniversary sale?
Yes, we'll be at Teats this morning.
Yeah, this morning. How long they been open? I forgot how long they've been. How many years they've been in operation?
Maybe Charlie can answer that. The old location, they've been around since the 50s, huh?
Mr. Teat himself, he started up there on that opposite corner of 167 and LA-10 and all that. How many years? I don't remember.
Yeah, a long time. Very long time.
Yeah, I remember that second store was built when I was in the first grade.
Uh-huh.
But they had the original was right next to the Evangeline Club.
Yeah, on the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
On this. And the building is still standing, too, besides that. In fact, both buildings are still standing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes, sir, I know.
Yeah.
But
someone can call us maybe and give us the how many years they've been open.
Yeah, I thought you would have probably known that.
Oh no, don't know everything. We try to know everything, but we do our best.
Yeah.
But
what's your special guest's name?
Mr. Noah
Arsenault.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You from California?
He's a resident.
My dad was Air Force. I'm an Air Force brat. I just ended up in San Diego.
Okay. And you a teacher?
That's right. I'm a professor at San Diego State.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm a regular listener at KVPI. I've been listening all my life. I'm from Philplatte over here.
All right. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. We appreciate your call.
Thank you, Stephen. A special message, Charlie. We want to remind everybody that Fred's Lounge will be open their usual hours tomorrow, and KVPI will be there like we do every Saturday. If you can't be at Fred's in person, KVPI will be there from 9 to 11 with our good friend Mr. Mike Perron, broadcasting on the legend KVPI. So we're looking forward to that, Charlie.
All right. Well, before we go any further, let me talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, Mark.
Okay.
That's Mr. Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Main in Ville Platte. They are the people that have a large selection of auto parts for any make or model, domestic or foreign. It doesn't matter. They have it. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, believe me, they'll do their absolute darndest to find that part for you. Then, besides all of this, they have the mechanics that are qualified to do the work. They can take care of the work for you. All you have to do is show up at 2102 West Main. Then, besides all of this, if you don't need parts and you don't need a mechanic, you need a wrecker or a towing service, you can call them at 363-1960, 363-1960 for your service with the wrecker or towing machine that they have. They are ready to serve you, and that's Donnie and Amanda at Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Main. You can call them at 363-7226.
Okay, Charlie, t'es paré pour notre call?
Oh, yeah.
Nope, c'est pas pour nous autres.
C'est pas paré.
All right. Lines All right. are back open again, 363-2124, 363-2-4. And Noah Arsenault, not a special visitor with us today. Noah, in all of your studies you've done on French radio, is there anything surprising that came out of all of your research?
Anything surprising?
Or interesting that maybe it would be of interest?
I think the broadcast that you guys are doing out of Fred's Lounge is probably the longest running show that I can identify in French. I mean, it's been going on, I think, first on another station since 1960.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So that's there was a broadcast out of the Liberty Theater in Eunice.
Right.
Where Barry Onsalay hosted. That went on for 20-something years. But Fred's Lounge has got to be, 60 years now going on?
An icon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say that's what I was pleasantly surprised. I think that's pretty remarkable. Yeah. And I'm glad it's still going on, and I'm glad it started up again.
And you know, the host on the Fred's program on KVPI is also one of our co-hosts here on the Tasa Cafe program.
Right, yeah, I understand that.
Mike.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. Mike is not with us today.
Perfect.
All right, so the lines are back open, 363-2124. Donnez nous un call pour Charlie avec Charlie and our special visitor. Le café est bon?
Il est bon. Il est juste bon.
All right.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And
that was Carly, by the way, serving us some coffee.
I'll thank her.
And another little programming note, Charlie, like you mentioned, for all of our Swamp Pop fans out there, the late Rod Bernard would have celebrated a birthday on Monday, and we're doing a Rod Bernard birthday tribute all day today on Swamp Pop Friday. So if you like Swamp Pop, and especially if you like Rod Bernard's music, you be sure to stay tuned. Et on a un autre call, Charlie.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello.
Bon matin, Charlie et Mark.
Comment ça va ce matin, Mary?
Oh, ça va aussi trop.
Oh, ça c'est bon.
Comment
on entend? Whoa. I didn't quite catch it. You had the feedback.
The old Action Hall, how many years, Mr. T, when he first opened his store?
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 55, 56.
Okay.
Either 1955 or 56.
Yeah.
That makes it 65 years.
Well, Mark will find out because he's going to do a little remote after we get off of the air here. So, Mark,
well,
you're getting your information ready.
They had a great business. They were very nice people. I'm glad that he made it all this time. When they moved across the street, the second building, he had retired, but he couldn't keep away from it. he'd come and he would pass them up or do some stacking, restocking on the shelves, little things. And he'd still visit with the people.
Right.
And then his son came in with him, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was kind of skeptical about that, but he had to give it up. But he did. It was his son.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Chris's son came in, Luke.
Right.
And he's the one that encouraged his dad to build that new building. And it's a beautiful building. You can get just about anything you want in there. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from me.
Makes it very, very easy for you.
Oh, yes. Very, very easy.
Well, good.
And they're good people. They got a lot of workers there. I've never encountered one that hurt my feelings or didn't want to serve me or anything. They like you. When they see you looking and like you can't find what you want, they'll come in and assist you.
Oh, yeah. That's something that Chris is very, very strict about that. Customer service is number one.
That's right.
And
if they don't have it, they're going to try their darndest to get it for you.
Yeah, they're going to do their best to keep you happy.
Oh, yes. They want you to come back.
Well, Mary, the only way you'll go back is if you're satisfied the first time.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
That's my two bits in there.
Well, it takes more than just two bits to make a dollar, but it's a start.
It is a start.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Merci beaucoup.
Bien merci. Thank you very much, Miss Mary. The lines are back open to KVPI. Charlie, c'est ton tour.
Alors, on va prochainer ce step pour Family Hair and Gifts ici à la Ville Plate. Nous autres sont à 611 East Lincoln ici à la Ville Plate. I want to tell you one thing. They are the people who are ready, willing, and able to serve you. They've introduced Miss Emma Johnson. Now, she's a licensed person. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce her title, but she is a qualified, licensed person that can do facials and dermaplaning and 60-minute facials and all of that good stuff. She is a pro, and you need to visit with them because of the fact that Emma is ready to meet all of you and be at your service. Besides that, Sue and Regina will tell you this, that they are ready because they have their summer sale going on. They have a lot of discounts that throughout their store. For example, they have a 15% discount on all of their lipstick products. You can visit with them and then believe one thing. They are ready to show you their extensive line of bath and body products, colognes and perfumes and makeup and skincare and all of this. It's all available when you visit with the Family Hair and Gifts at 611 East Lincoln Road in Ville Platte. Go by and say hello to Sue and Regina and then also Miss Emma Johnson.
Bien merci, Charlie. C'est Paris pour un autre call?
Oh oui, allons chérie. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'est Robert Richard.
Monsieur Richard, comment ça va ce matin?
Our good friend, our Saturday French announcer, Monsieur Richard.
Oui, j'étais après vous écouter dans mon truck. Ça fait, je dis, je vais appeler, dire bonjour. Je veux te connaître que je suis au sud de Lafayette et je peux toujours attendre KVPI AM très bien.
All right, so we're coming in pretty good on the radio, huh?
Coming in very strong on the south side of Lafayette. Wanted to say hello to, didn't know if it was Dr. Arsenault.
It is.
And enjoyed your comments.
Oh, thank you.
I am a retired professor from LSU, so I can commiserate with you on students showing up a little disheveled some days.
You had some experience with that, Robert?
Well, yeah, you know, these folks show up, and, of course, I grew up with a teacher in the as my father, and he wore a tie every day, and I wore a tie to teach. I was by far the best-dressed person in the room.
I could believe that. I could believe that, yeah.
Yes, but it was fun. So I've got to do a little plumbing work, but I just wanted to say good morning. Et Marc, on va se parler plus tard.
Oui, and we look forward to your newscast demain matin sur les nouvelles en français. Bien merci, Robert.
Bien, merci. Bien content pour vous aider.
All merci right. beaucoup.
Thank you, Robert Richard, and one of our newest announcers on KVPI. C'est à peu près 15 minutes après l'heure de retard, and we're waiting to hear from you sur KVPI, La Tasse de Café pour un vendredi matin. Et Charlie, while we wait for another call, allons écouter un message pour le bon monde au Blake's Pharmacy.
The next time your physician orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the medical professionals that care about your health. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplaine. Come in and visit with new owner Ivan Landry. He's looking forward to meeting with all of you. You'll still enjoy the same friendly staff ready to help you. The registered pharmacists at Blake's Pharmacy are ready to work with your physician to get you well. Remember, your health is their first concern. They offer you an expanded gift department. Coming soon, a drive-through window service. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer a free delivery of your medicine to your home or office. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Villeplaine.
All right, mes amis, c'est temps pour écouter un autre phone call, Charlie.
All right, et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Here comes Miss Montana down the line.
Oh, I'm so glad to have our visitor. Welcome, Mr. Noah. We're so glad to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
And besides that, Miss Penny, he's a regular listener of yours. He's familiar with Miss Penny.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, she says.
Uh-huh. He might be from California, but he's been listening to you.
Well, that's wonderful. So there's people listening all over the world. And I really wished a lot of them would let us know, but it's just so much fun to think about who all is listening to La Tasse de Café, because it has just become one of my very regular habits. But I have a question for you, Noah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the comedian, Mark, you and Mr. Charlie are going to have to help me here, Marcotte?
Marion Marcotte.
No, I'm not. I'm not familiar.
Oh, you are in for a treat, my dear. Absolutely. Before you go, you have got to listen to him talk about, now I'm going to say this wrong, the shivery.
Shari-vari.
Okay.
Thank you. I can never get that right.
Shivari.
Oh, you must absolutely listen to his. He makes you want to learn French just so you can get his joke.
Okay.
Get his jokes, even if you don't understand a word he says.
It's funny whether you understand it or not.
All right. Okay. I love jokes, Cajun jokes, and so I'm very open to hearing and checking out this person.
Oh, well, his French is just wonderful. Absolutely. It's a melody to me to listen to the language, even though I may not understand every single word. You know, it is a pleasure to listen to as far as the language goes. So, but anyway, we're welcome to the show, and I'm enjoying the rest of the calls. But be sure and check that out. You're just going to be delighted.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make a note of that for sure. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sure Floyd probably has that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I think that's my next stop once I leave the station is to go to Floyd's record shop. I think.
Yeah, Floyd. In fact, it's on Floyd's label. All of his of Marion's recordings are on CD.
Perfect. I mean, the record shop's open, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be open by the time you leave here.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Well, Miss Penny.
Disappointed, I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Miss Penny is becoming a converted Cajun over the months in listening to KVPI.
Okay, all right. I know that she's a regular caller. I know you're a regular caller, yeah.
But we're gradually converting her to Cajun.
Good.
Oh, I'll tell you, Mayor Jennifer is the first one who reminded me about La Tasse de Café, and I can't thank her enough, but I almost never miss it, and when I do, I tune in, and oh, by the way, Mark, kudos on finally getting the prompter on the call-in number so that we can listen to the shows. Do you know about this, Noah?
No.
Okay, you can call in. They'll give you the number there. I call in on my phone in order to talk on Latos or also to listen. But if you use that number, like today, as soon as the show is over, within 10 minutes or so, you can listen to today's show or the ones all week long.
We record them as podcasts so they can listen to them back.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, I definitely want to listen to this later.
He wants to hear himself.
If you want to learn a word, you can play it over and over again in order to understand it and to hear it again and try to practice it. But also, like I said, if you miss a little bit of the show or you want to hear something again, it's a wonderful number to keep in your pocket because then you can listen to it anywhere you are, or, 12 o'clock at night.
Even while he is on duty at the University of San Diego.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yes. And one of my cousins is a professor, Dr. Donna Lanclos. I'm probably saying that wrong. Lanclos.
Lanclo.
Yes, she's on Twitter, so check it out.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. Au revoir.
How's the weather, Miss Penny, in your direction?
Oh, we had a little bit of rain yesterday.
Did you?
Excited. I forgot to tell you, we were all absolutely excited. It is 56 degrees here.
Oh.
We can see the sky this morning. We've had nothing but smoke-filled skies for so long. But that little bit of rain that came in yesterday, we might get some more rain today.
Great.
Well, we hope you do, because summertime is returning back here in Ville Platte.
Oh, I'm tired of summer. I'm ready for some snow.
Oh, my goodness. We don't see that very often. That's wishful thinking for us here in Ville Platte.
All right. Well, let me let you go. Let somebody else call in. Welcome, Noah, and I hope you enjoy Marion. So he's just hilarious.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, Miss Penny. Let's hear a message now for the folks over at Eunice Manor. Ah, Eunice.
Eunice Manor Nursing Home has immediate openings for LPNs, CNAs, dietary workers, and housekeepers. LPNs starting at $23 an hour. Call Human Resources at 337-457-2681 for more information. That's 337-457-2681. Or send an email to hr@eunicemanor.com. Apply within. Eunice Manor is an equal opportunity employer.
I am Nikki Toops, Eunice Manor Nursing Home Administrator, and I'm so excited that now, since we have our two COVID-19 vaccines that we can open up to starting admits, we have a full service activity department that is able to engage all our house guests in live action. If you need rehab to home or long-term care services, remember, Eunice Manor Nursing Home has something for everyone.
All right. Thank you very much. And Miss Nikki Toops for that good word from Eunice Manor. Charlie, t'es paré pour notre call?
Oh, oui. Et puis, allons charrer. Bonjour. Qui t'y parle?
Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mark.
Mais bonjour, Monsieur Gallo.
Comment la tasse de café, là, Mr. Charlie?
Oh, cool. Va dire qui? On a eu, moi et Dr. Noah, on a eu une bonne tasse de café servie par Corny.
Ah, il boit du café lui-même?
Oh, il boit son café, puis il aime le café cajun.
Yeah, mais j'ai un maison, mais déjà.
Il comprend pas qu'il en a pu dire.
Ah, il comprend pas?
Mais non, il vient de la Californie.
Ah, c'est là qu'il devient?
Mais oui, mais il a... Il a été élevé en tour d'ici, mais il n'a pas resté assez longtemps pour apprendre le langage en français.
Mais s'il reste là avec vous autres, il va apprendre.
Yeah. Mais tu peux parler, allons parler en anglais pour lui comprendre, cette heure-là, dedans.
Qui est son nom?
Monsieur, c'est Dr. Noah.
Arsenault. How you doing, Mr. Noah?
I'm doing good. I just came back for a short visit, staying with my aunt. My aunt lives in Lafayette.
So you don't know nothing about French?
I know very, very little French, just a couple of words. You know, sadly, I was not raised to speak French. And my dad was Air Force. We moved all over. But I appreciate it, and I just wanted to come visit the station.
Oh, that's good. You talk good in English, though.
I hope so. I got a PhD. I'm a professor. That's what they pay me for.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, Mark.
Yes, sir. ¿Cómo ça va?
Meilleur que ça, c'est... C'est
une vieille bêtise.
Il n'y a pas de cas d'hôpital puisque l'hôpital est plein du monde.
Non. Pas d'hôpital ce matin.
Non, oh, pas d'hôpital.
Pas du tout.
All right. Mais merci pour le bon
call. J'ai été là-bas lundi. J'ai échappé un peu de graisse au mon pire. Dr. Robert, il a nettoyé ça. Il était loyer, Jackie. Il m'a donné du mal hier, il me dit, Jack, t'as pas de médecine ici, tu peux me donner pour m'aider? Oh, il dit, j'ai pas de médecine, mais il dit, le drugstore est plein.
Ça, c'est vrai.
Monsieur Blake nous a quittés, hein?
Oui.
Yeah, we're gonna miss him.
Il a check-out de son affaire, là.
Oh, well, on a tout parlé de ces jours.
Oh, un de ces jours, ça va être notre tour.
Exactement.
Merci.
Et le mot du jour, c'était L-A-S-T, hein?
Oui, dernier.
Dernier du mois.
Oui, de n'importe qui.
Oui, exactement.
À la fin de toute l'affaire.
Mr. Mark, vous avez passé un tas de café ce matin?
Non, je ne suis pas un buveur.
Oh, ouais, c'est vrai, vous m'avez dit ça.
Mais peut-être il aime quelque chose ainsi près, dis
pas. Oh, dis pas ça, Charlie. Pas trop fort, Charlie.
Une limonade.
Oh, exactement. Limonade, c'est pas mauvais.
Mais yeah, c'est ça que je voulais dire, moi.
Fais un bon job, moi.
OK, mais merci pour le phone call, M. Gallo.
Merci beaucoup.
On vous souhaite un bon week-end.
Vous êtes pareil.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo. 363-2-1-2-4, c'est notre numéro de phone. Et on a à peu près une demi-heure, 35 minutes qui reste sur notre programme à ce matin. So give us a call and speak with us en français or in English or franglais like you want. We'd love to hear from you. Charlie, c'est ton tour.
You know, people have any questions, they can direct that to our good friend Noah here. He's the man with the answers. He can answer your questions if you have any for him.
Well, so, you know, speaking of Noah, Charlie, while we were doing the commercial, he mentioned something about that I didn't know, that the very first French radio was not in South Louisiana, but it came out of Beaumont, Texas. And it involved a man from Eunice, huh?
Yeah, J.R.
Johnny Jano, huh?
Yeah, J.R. Jano.
What was the... Do you remember the call letters? What radio station was that?
You know, I can't remember. It was actually going back earlier. The Hackberry Ramblers. They played in Lake Charles, but they were connected to a station in Beaumont. Mm-hmm. This was as early as 1933.
Wow.
And as far as I can tell, that was the first regular French programming. And you could hear the Beaumont station here, obviously.
Yeah.
But they were, I just think it was interesting, it was actually coming out of Texas.
What's the name, KFDM in Beaumont?
It could have been that, yeah. And KFDM. Then after a few years, once the Hackberry Ramblers built up a following, then they moved to Crowley, and I think we're on KVOL out of Lafayette.
But you know, we refer to Beaumont and Port Arthur and all that.
Right.
You know, a lot of people would say, oh, but you're talking about Western Louisiana.
There's a lot of transplanted Cajuns over there.
Believe me, you would be surprised in the population being Cajun in that area there. The Golden Triangle, the place where you can always go and you can always find some Cajun French people.
That's right. Yeah. I know that there's a lot of Cajuns over in Texas. I mean, it kind of overlaps.
Oh, yeah. But they were transplanted from here and...
Worked in oil or something like that.
But anyway, I had one of my uncles had transplanted. He was a resident of Port Arthur until he passed away. So we have the connection. I have a daughter living in southeast Texas, north of Beaumont. So we're familiar with some of the Cajun French customs that are taking place over there.
Yeah. And, of course, Port Arthur Blues, famous song.
Oh, yeah.
And we have another call, Charlie.
All righty, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie, Roderick Thibodeau, how y'all doing?
Mais Roderick, comment les affaires ce matin?
C'est bon, Jack, j'ai vous écouter. J'ai après appelé pour la langue française. Il y a quelque chose qui m'est arrivé plusieurs années passées. J'ai été à la France Je rider Groschard. C'est ça, nous autres, on l'appelle le Groschard, je crois. Quand même, je t'ai préparé avec un docteur en voyageant, vous connaissez?
Yeah.
Et quand même, il m'a dit qu'il était un docteur à la retraite. Et j'avais entendu le mot déjà usé, la retraite means retard, you know? Retiré, you know?
Yeah.
OK. Il m'a dit, peut-être tu connais pas, mais he told me this in English. You might not know it, but he said, when you're speaking in English, your brain is translating from French to English.
Oh.
I had never realized that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Later on in life, a few years back, I was talking to some people, and I was telling them about my neighbor. And I said, my first door neighbor. And I got laughed at very much. In fact, I got upset. I just walked away. And later on, I realized what had happened. In French, c'est le premier voisin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, the first door neighbor.
Ah.
Comprends?
Uh-huh.
The literal translation.
Uh-huh.
My brain had translated from French to English.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that was something to think about. You know, I had never realized that, you know. Yeah.
But you know, Roger, before you get off of the phone, I have a little something I want you to help renew.
Okay.
Just the other day, we were talking about watermelons.
Watermelons, okay.
We were talking about the Chico melons and the other melons.
Yeah.
Around here, for a while, the Chico melons was the melons to buy. And I'm understanding that your old daddy used to be one of the front runners in planting the Chico melons.
Exactly.
Okay, enlighten us on this, over you. Mr. Hosey did have un grand melonnier dans Chico.
Oh, yeah. Oui, il avait un gros melonnier. Il avait plusieurs sacs.
Uh-huh.
Je vais dire que Charles, il m'a dit déjà, il dit un jour, il avait arrêté à Sugartown, tu connais?
Uh-huh.
Parce que il t'a préparé avec l'homme.
Le
la melonnière.
Yeah.
Et ça parlait des melons. Et il a dit à Dad, il dit, tu connais la meilleure place, well, in English, you know the best place in the world to grow watermelon that makes the sweetest watermelon? He said, no, where's that at? He said, Bayou Chico.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he said, that's where I'm from.
Aha, uh-huh, you're talking to the man.
Yeah. So, but nobody plants watermelons in Chico anymore, but that's one of the best, make the sweetest watermelons. There is really in Bayou Chico, but nobody's planting them anymore, you know.
Is that because of the
soil? Okay,
the soil?
I think it's kind of a sandy soil.
Now, Roderick, I think Lance Chauvin called and he said that he has a relative that is planting some Chico melons.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And he had shared this with us on here. But then,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
that's supposed to be some of the best watermelons you can eat come from Bayou Chico.
Yeah,
yeah,
but the Bayou Chico melons, it brought up Jose Thibodeau as...
Oh, Daddy sold a lot of them. He told me, he said he had planted a big watermelon patch, and this has been a lot of years back, you know. And he said it was the 4th of July, and he happened to think about something. He said, I wonder if I could sell some watermelons.
Huh.
So he put a little sign at the road, and he put two or three watermelons. And, you know, I think he was selling them at 50 cents a piece back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look out.
And, you know, he told me he sold for about $300 or $400 worth of watermelons that day.
At 50 cents a melon.
At 50 cents a piece. Can you imagine? He said he was steady going and getting watermelons out of the patch and bringing them to the house, you know, all day long, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, you see, we've expanded on the subject of watermelons, and we appreciate your phone call, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good one.
Thank you.
Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello?
I have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had, I guess that the caller was not for on the air. Let's take a break, Charlie.
They didn't want to talk to us on this morning. But anyway, Mark, I'm going to talk about used furniture along with the services like a small upholstery jobs, refurbishing, restoring furniture, painting. You want to visit with Jimmy Cotwar and the friendly folks at Cotwar's Vintage and Antiques at 210 West Main in Ville Platte. They are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then you'll also find kitchen dinette sets and dinner sets, affordable sets of pots, silverware, small appliances, lots of home decor, bedroom sets, single furniture pieces, Oh, you'll find all of that, like dressers and vanities, kitchen tables, living room furniture, crystal, depression glass, lighting, old records, movies, and different and unique collectible items. Jimmy offers split firewood, too. He can split your firewood for you. Call Jimmy for details, 337-831-4148. Or you can call Mindy at 337-459-4017 at Cotwell's Vintage and Antiques, downtown on Main in Ville Platte.
Okay, Charlie, and while we wait for another phone call, we're going to take another break and invite you to give us a call. Pour charler avec Charlie et moi, avec notre special visitor, Dr. Arsenault, that's our, live in the studios with us this morning on KVPI La Tasse de Café. Let's talk about assured home medical rental and sales and special message qui vient de Gary et tous les bons mondes au assured home medical rental and sales. Si t'as pris souffert avec la maladie sans doute, le diabetes, tu connais, tu peux voir un nouveau pad de souliers, le diabetic shoes. Si t'as pas voir votre nouveau pad, Stallone ici, parle avec votre docteur et emmène votre prescription à les bons mondes ou Assured Home Medical. And listen, folks, if you've gone through a sleep study recently and your doctor orders you maybe a new machine, a CPAP or BiPAP machine, or the supplies that go with it, contact Assured Home Medical. Even if you've gotten your machine elsewhere, you can still get your mask and supplies conveniently in Mamou at Assured Home Medical. And if you purchased a motorized wheelchair through Medicare, Assured Home Medical can repair it for you. They offer you a full line of hospital beds and walkers and canes and oxygen, a full line of nurse uniforms. As I accept Medicare and Medicaid et proche tous les plans d'assurance aussi. Oublie pas, mes amis, t'as pris deal avec le monde local at Assured Home Medical qui va donner vous le service en un. Appelle Gary Brignac à 4-6-3-3-7-2-2 à 10-4 la 6e rue à Mamou. C'est un de les plus vieux dealers dans notre territoire. And another thing, if you're in need of insurance, for your home insurance for your vehicle, you be sure to contact Miss Marilyn Brignac. Her office is Insurance Center of Mamou, and they're located in the same building as Assured Home Medical, and she offers you many years of good service for all of your insurance needs for your home or vehicle. Call Miss Marilyn at 468-3636. Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, 6th Street in Big Mamou. All right, Charlie?
Okay, Mark, it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. B&S Neighborhood Market and B&S Corner Grocery Store and Meat Market are two businesses that are operated by one family, and that is Scott and Amy Dupre, and they are very proud to be able to offer you the services of custom-cut meats, fresh meats cut for you. They have the butchers that are ready to do the work. They'll even season it for you if you would request. If you give them a little bit of time, they want to please you. They have the beef, the pork, and they have the chicken. They also have smoked products like the sausage and tasso and smoked pons. And, oh, you'll find just about any kind of cut of meat that you're looking for. Besides that, they feature a daily lunch. Now, they have the daily plate lunches, which includes their famous Sunday barbecue plate. Now, they have the deli that they offer you. They have all of these facilities besides all of the groceries that you need. And then you can be sure that you'll always come out way ahead whenever you're dealing with the B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market on the Chico Park Road or the B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market. That's East Main in Ville Platte. Go by and find your satisfaction.
And I think going back with our conversation with Noah, Charlie, a lot of people are not aware, and I think maybe Noah realizes that, is that, and I can't speak for the other radio announcers at the other stations that do newscast and things like that, but what Charlie does and what I do and what Jim did for many, many years is that we're reading English copy and we're translating that. So we're not reading French copy, but we're translating the English news into French.
I actually have an anecdote about that. during World War II. Obviously, you know, heightened sensitivities. The U.S. government wanted to essentially censor the news. So they said, if you're going to do a newscast, you have to give us the script in advance, to read the script in advance.
They had to approve it?
Yeah, approve it to make sure you're not giving away, you know, loose lips, sink ships, all that stuff. And there were some stations here in southern Louisiana that were doing the news in French. This was, you know, in the 1940s.
Yeah, right.
And when this censor said, we want a script, the station said, well, we don't have a script. And I think it was because exactly what you're talking about, Mark. I think they were just taking an English script and translating it. Mm-hmm. However, what was reported in the trade journals was the French language or the Cajun French cannot be written down. There's no way to write down Cajun French, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, people must have been writing, clearly.
Right.
So I talked to Barry Onsalay, actually, and we both agreed that most likely it was just an English script that was being translated on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Yeah, clearly you can write down French.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you know, but these people didn't have scripts in French.
But you present me a French script, and I'm like you with your French. I cannot. Well, I can if you give me enough time.
Right. All right. I understand.
But I'm not versed in the written French language.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, in school they offered the French classes. And my deal was, why should I waste my time taking their French when I know how to speak French already?
That's a different kind of French, right?
Yeah, but it is. But I've always managed to get along okay with my Cajun French.
You know, just as a parallel, my wife is originally from Pakistan. Raised in America, but she's from Pakistan. She speaks the language, but she can't read it.
Uh-huh.
And when she meets people from Pakistan or India, they're like, you can't read?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I was raised in America. I learned the language from my parents. I never had to read it.
Yeah.
And in school, it was all English, right?
Right, right.
You know? So she's like, I can't read it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Cajuns down here.
Yeah, exactly, Mark.
363-21.
No,
we're waiting for another phone call. We have about 20 minutes on our 20 minutes Kides de Sunot program, and we invite you to give us a call. Asmatan Porshad Evic Newsot. To KVPI Latas, and I'll tell you what, Charlie, while we wait, let's chat a little bit about our good friend Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bonne Nouvelle, one of our favorite sponsors on Latas de Café. If you haven't checked out your photo albums and some of your old family photographs, take them down. Open up those old photo albums in your closet. And if those old family photographs are starting to show signs of age, maybe they're scratched or cracked or faded, take our advice here at La Tasta Cafe. Bring those photographs and have them restored at the Bonne Nouvelle. Bobby Dardo has been doing photo restoration work for people all over our KVPI listening area for more than 30 years, and he can do the same wonderful work for you. And listen to this, if there is a person missing in that family photograph that you'd like to add, or because of family circumstances, there is a person that you want to remove from that family photograph, he can do that too. So why don't you contact Bobby Dardo for more details at the Bonne Nouvelle. His phone number, he's at the shop right now, 363-6692. 363-6692. And if you're not a regular subscriber to the Bonne Nouvelle, well, you need to be. Without a doubt, it's one of the best publications in our area. All of us here at the radio station, we look forward to the monthly issues. And like we say every month, it's keepsakes. We don't throw away. We don't line the birdcage with these papers. We keep them. We store them in a closet. And the stories are great. The photographs are remarkable, and it brings back a lot of memories for a lot of us at the Bonne Nouvelle. So contact Bobby and all the crew over at the Bonne Nouvelle today at 363-6692, and tell Bobby that you heard this message on KVPI. Chip on point not called, Charlie. Yes, sir.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Monsieur Charlie et Mark.
Mais bonjour, comment ça va ce matin?
Ah, comme dit le beau gueule, t'es bien vieux à Basile.
Ah-ha.
I always listen to you, and talk about Barry Ancelet and the French and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
I know you can't write that down, but I spent a lot of time with Barry Ancelet running Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
I used to go, he'd invite me to go to the festivals in Lafayette and all over the place, and we went to Quebec, Canada, and run over there.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
About 10 Mardi Gras to Quebec City over there.
Oh, they did.
And we had a big old thing, and I had to cook for that night.
Uh-huh. You brought that Cajun cooking to them, huh?
We brought all our stuff.
Uh-huh.
I cooked them 80 quarts of gumbo.
My gosh.
The Saturday night. And then the Sunday night, I cooked the same amount of just backbone stew.
Oh, well, you're getting us hungry now.
And fricasse de ranche. Ho-ho! Cadillac.
But I'll do so, Jack.
Uh-huh.
But we had to go to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to cut that.
No kidding.
So we had to go cut our own.
And
like for the gumbo.
Yeah.
I made it with rooster and some sausage, you know, from here.
Right.
And we had to go over there to the store where they got the rooster there. And me and a buddy of mine had to go, and we had to cut all that up to put in the gumbo.
Wow. You had to take over their slaughterhouse, their meat-cutting department.
And to get the meat, we had to go out of town about almost 10 miles, way out in the country to a slaughterhouse.
My. No, that was an experience in itself.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Barry Ancelet, he used to invite me to Barrio Mardi Gras to go all over the place, you know, all these festivals.
Yeah.
How many Mardi Gras have you gone? Have you been involved with, Mr. Podsield?
Well,
how many years?
Oh, Lord, sir. I took over back in the late 70s.
And wow.
Ever since.
That's a long time.
And then, when I was young, I ran some Mardi Gras.
Yeah. But
as for helping organize and everything else,
yeah,
I've been the president for almost 42 years now.
Wow.
And I've been doing that every year. I ain't missed none.
That is fantastic.
Well, good. And who's counting the years that you're doing it? It doesn't matter. You've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And we had people from all over the place. I even had a man come from New York. And he slept at my house for 3 nights, and he watched us run the kids' Mardi Gras and the grown-ups. And he took pictures and soundtracks of all that.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a podcast in New York called it's the Pulse of the Planet.
But he's doing like our friend Mr. Noah Arsenault is doing today with us.
Yeah, he goes all over the world doing that.
But Noah's gathering information about all of this stuff over here. And he's going to bring back some stuff to California with him.
That's good. Because the people over there need to know about us.
Oh, yeah, but you know he's a professor over there, so he'll spread the word. He's a professor, and he'll spread the word to all of his students.
Well, we appreciate that, you know?
Yeah.
To let them know about our culture here, because it's dying pretty fast.
I'm proud to be a Cajun man.
Oh, Lord, me too, Jack.
J'aime parler en français.
Ouais. Talk
Every opportunity we get.
Ah, ouais. Je vous quitte à l'aise. Je vous souhaite un bon journée à vous, Monsieur Morg, Monsieur Lowe.
All right. Merci.
All right. Merci.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Thank you.
Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui s'y parle.
Oh, it's Valmont again, Mr. Charlie.
Monsieur Valmont, comment ça va ce matin?
Oh, for me, it's all lovely. Because il y a pas rien d'autre que m'écouter ça. C'est bon.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, y'all was talking about, well, now I forgot. Oh, yeah, listening to Marion Morcott and all them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that Noah fella knows anything about Reverend Reed. I'm sure Mr. Floyd got that, his joke CD. It's all in French.
Yeah, he'll find all of that over there, yeah.
Yeah, you can't exactly put that on the air, but it's not really that nice to me. Say, Bosco, man.
No, you can't put that on the air, Valmont.
No, it's a censored thing, but it's fun to listen to.
Oh, good. And then also, y'all talk about reading in English and transferring into French.
Yeah.
I got a little story about that. Years ago when I was working at the Liberty, they had went a little while at the Eunice High School auditorium. And then after the show, I'd bring the cassettes to KUN.
Uh-huh.
It was like 9 o'clock. I'd get there, and Mr. Houston Lejeune was playing his French music. So when I got there, he was reading the news, but he was saying it in French. So when he finished, he started playing some music. I said, Mr. Houston, I didn't know you could read French. I mean, it's not French. I'm reading English and talking in French.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, five bitches. He said, Coach, did you take this and go in that little room right there and try to see if you could do it? But I was in there maybe 10 minutes. I couldn't even read the half of it. It was so hard for me to do. I had never done it.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy to do. I guess after you do it after a while, you can.
Yeah, well. I can second that motion that you're talking about.
Yeah, your tongue tends to slip. Your brain's telling you, but uh-huh. You just can't come to your tongue, you know?
Now, we were talking, and Noah and I were having a little conversation before going on the air, and he was talking about our French and all of this, and we use a lot. There's some words you can't translate in French. And he said, well, how do you handle that? We said, we use it in English. So that's what makes our Cajun French so unique. We enjoy. We're going to get the message out one way or the other.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. But I learned, well, on the Toss the Coffee, somebody had called and said that the words Shawi and Bayou, they were originally some Indian words.
Mm-hmm.
Because these old people back then didn't have no name for them.
Right.
So they started learning that from the Indians.
Yeah, right.
Right.
We have a good mixture.
Mais I suppose, yeah. And I don't know if no one knows this, but Define Reven Reed wrote a book all in French. I think the name's La Chapalapatate.
I have not read the book, but I'm familiar with it. He really popularized Cajun French before it became fashionable to do so. You know, I know that he was a very, very central figure in that. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, he was the original host of the Fred's broadcast. For
you know,
many
years. Our Cajun French was out of style for several years. And we're making a comeback right now with our French immersion program and trying to instruct our young people an interest in the French.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I checked that book out over here at the Eunice Library.
Uh-huh.
I knew how to read a little bit of that French. Man, it was so hard. He had so many big words.
Oh, well, you got someone to translate it for you?
I gave up on it.
Okay. Well, Von Mom, we appreciate you calling, my man.
Mais pas de quoi, je vais t'envoyer un bill, Nick.
All right. Just send it in care of KVPI.
Okay, c'est bon. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Valmore. All right, Charlie Tontour.
All right, time to talk about Doug Asick Building Materials. You know, they have several locations, and they want to tell you that they have been serving the people throughout South Louisiana since 1960. And they began with one delivery truck and four employees. Now, they have grown over the years to where they are a premier building materials provided for you in Acadiana. They have 9 locations from Lake Charles to Covington, and they want to take care of you. And here's a little footnote here. A job opening right now at Doug Ashe Building Materials in Ville Platte. Doug Ashe Building Materials is seeking services of a CDL truck driver to drive a flatbed truck carrying a forklift. Now, the driver must have a clean driving record with a good job performance history. Please apply in person with Donovan Furman and Kevin Angel. And they get you all of the information at Doug Ashe Building Materials. They're located at 719 Dardo Street in Ville Platte. Or you can call them at 363-2106 for more information. But bear in mind, that is Doug Ashe Building Materials with their location here in Ville Platte.
Okay, Charlie, and we're going to hear a message from Ardwan's Funeral Home, and we'll pick up another call.
Hi, this is Leslie Trahan with Ardwan Funeral Home of Ville Platte. We appreciate the trust you have instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to serve you for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we have provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ordway's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will guide you through the process and help you come to a decision to consider what form of funeral services would be most appropriate for you or your loved one. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our offices or call to make an appointment at 363-2181.
Okay, Charlie, let's pick up another call.
All right. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parle?
C'est Ray Duplessis, Charlie.
Where were you?
Et bonjour à vous autres. Écoute, à plus bon ordre, tu avais parlé de nom de l'eau qui était plus doux. C'est pas, mon grand-père m'a dit, c'est pas ces lacs de Chico. C'est ces lacs que tu voulais dans le clos de Quinton.
Ah, mais ça fait de la rime.
C'est ça, tout ça que je voulais dire là ce matin.
Merci beaucoup, Ray.
All right, Ray, thank you. All right, 363-2124. Let's take another break and écouter un message avec vous, Charlie.
Ardwan's Savage Store or Ardwan's Discount Grocery Store, or you can call it whatever you want, as long as you come by and visit with Mike Ardwan and his crew at 1201 West Main here in Ville Platte, because they are ready to fulfill your needs for any groceries that you want at a terrific price, a discounted price that you will appreciate it. Come by with plenty of time. Bring your friends with you because it's going to take a while for you to go through their inventory. I believe one thing. You're going to come out one happy, satisfied customer once you've shopped with Mike Ardwan and his crew at the Ardwan's Discount Grocery Store, 1201 West Main. That's the old Pete Ford building, the place where you need to visit today and tomorrow and the day after and every day you need to visit because they have the specials to suit your need.
All right, Charlie, we'll pick up another caller right after this word for the good folks over at Jerry's Furniture in Eunice.
We all know that a good night's sleep is the best way to start a new day, and one way to sleep better is a new mattress from Jerry's in Eunice. Get the sleep you deserve with the mattress from our Sealy Posturepedic and Tempurpedic Sleep Center. We've got the latest models available featuring hybrid technology and cool gel memory foam. We have a complete line of adjustable beds featuring head up and down, foot up and down, and zero gravity settings. After 130 years in business, Sealy is still ranked America's number one mattress brand. Don't pass up this special event while prices are the lowest. We offer additional cash discounts and no interest financing. We're committed to bringing the best quality furniture and bedding at the lowest prices, all while doing so in a safe and friendly shopping environment. Compare our sales prices, no interest, free delivery, and you'll see why it's easy to get a better night's sleep from Jerry's in Eunice. Remember, better living with better furniture from Jerry's in Eunice.
All right, thank you very much, Bert. And let's take another call, Charlie.
All righty, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bon matin, Charlie.
Mais Monsieur Hill, comment ça va?
C'est bon. T'as dit au docteur, faut pas il a quitte les mains clear d'un cadien parce que le cadien pourra pas répondre. Il a mort ses mains.
That's right. Mais il comprend pas le français, non?
Peut-être pas tous les cadiens, mais
we talk with our hands.
Yeah.
95%. Des cadiens, si ta marche est main, il pourra pas me répondre.
OK.
You're right about that, Hill.
Anyhow, well, that was nice that the doctor come and be alive with y'all this morning.
Yeah.
It was nice.
He's going to go back with a lot of good memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to say hello? He's right there. He's listening to you.
What? Bon matin, docteur.
Hey, good to meet you. Good to meet you.
I'm an old caller too, you know. I'm old enough to remember when KBPI went on the air.
Oh, that was...
I'm not too young.
1953.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you called in.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
All right. And Mark...
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hill.
Mark, I think Noah's got a little short Mardi Gras story he'd like
okay.
to share with us. So here you go.
I'll try and make it quick. But you know, the caller mentioned Mardi Gras earlier. My grandparents, who are all deceased, sadly, but the story I heard about how my grandfather met my grandmother. My great grandfather used to slaughter pigs. He was a domang, what they call a boucherie. Is that right?
Yeah.
So on Mardi Gras, guys on horseback show up. One of them is Easton Arsenault. Uh-huh. And he sees the youngest daughter, Lois Domang, and he says, I like her. Ooh. I want to take her to the Mardi Gras dance tonight. And she's like, no, I'm too young. Yeah. She ends up going to the dance with an older sister, ends up dancing with Easton Arsenault, and he was crowned king of the Mardi Gras. And then they later got married. This must have been the 1930s.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. But when I heard that story, I was like, man, for a Cajun wedding or a... You know, yeah. Can't get any more than that, right?
Yeah.
They met at a Mardi Gras.
Wow. But, that's a great story.
But the thing is, it wasn't uncommon in those days that young ladies would get married at a young age, a younger age than now. On this. So anyway, Mark, I'd like to personally thank Dr. Noah Arsenault for having sat in with us. It's been a real pleasure
yes,
to have
has.
Him visit, and we certainly hope that we fulfilled his expectations. I don't know what he was expecting from us, but I hope he got an earful.
I got everything I wanted. I wasn't expecting to be here for the whole hour, but I'm glad you let me sit in. And hopefully this is not the last time.
No.
You know, I would like to say this. You're invited anytime. You don't need to call us. You can just come on in and say, hey, guys, I'm here.
Or just call us from San Diego from time to time.
Yeah. I can wake up a little bit early, have some coffee, call in. Yeah.
Yeah, fix you a cup of coffee and
go
and sit out on the patio outside and call us and give us an update in California.
We need a caller. We need a regular caller from California. You be our regular caller.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, Mark, ça c'est tout.
Ça c'est tout, Charlie. C'est tout fini. Oui.
Our program brought to you through the compliments of Assured Home Medical, Brown's Furniture, Blake's Pharmacy, Ardwan's Salvage Store, Family Hair and Gifts, Chapman Dirt Service, Bon Nouvelle, Gatwa's Vintage Antiques and Flea Market, Ardwan Funeral Home, Eunice Manor, Doug Ashley Building Materials, B&S Grocery, and B&S Neighborhood Market, Jerry's Furniture, and Sooner Auto Salvage. Et jusqu'à lundi matin, on va vous souhaiter tout un bon week-end et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Thank you, Charlie, and thank you, Dr. Noah, for being our special guest on KVPI. Stay tuned. We've got Classic Country on The Legend, 107.3 FM, 1050 AM. And we have DJ Rose getting ready to start her Swamp Pop show, spotlighting the music of Rod Bernard. All day long with Rose this morning and DJ Swabby this afternoon. Don't forget our live remote broadcast at Teats Food Store. We're going to be there in another hour from 10 to 12 this morning. And we'll be at Lions Market tomorrow morning for their big sale as well. So stay tuned to KVPI and have a wonderful day.
Spell it out for you? KVPI-FM Ville Platte.
It's my music. It's my station.
It's how we spell classic hits. Acadiana's greatest hits. Classic hits 92.5 KVPI.
Is it proof what Democrats are doing is working? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says so. Hailing the July report.